I surrender. the bottom of my heart, to the depths of my soul, yes, Lord, completely, yes, my soul. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
From the bottom of my heart,
yes, Lord,
to the depths of my soul, yes, Lord. Completely, yes, my soul says yes. I love you. I love you from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul. I love you. I really do, my soul,
oh, yes,
says yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God.
I love you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I love you.
Hallelujah.
From the bottom of my heart,
hallelujah,
to the depths of my soul. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul. Yes, Lord. Completely, yes, my soul.
Oh, hallelujah. Is your soul saying yes tonight?
Yes.
Praise God. Yes is a surrender word. It's a give up word. It's a yielding word. Praise God. Yes, Lord. It's not, you know, how a parent might talk to a child sometimes or whatever. You've heard it before. Are you listening? Yes. No, not that type of yes. It's yes, Lord. It's kind of like, you know, the hands go along with it. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God's looking for your yes. He's not interested in us being here tonight as cardboard cutouts, statues in a monastery. He don't want your body at home, but your spirit's present in the church. That don't work either. Hallelujah. Amen. He's looking for a yes, Lord. He said, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear, amen, me knocking and will open up, I'll come into him and I will sup with him and he with me. Yes, Lord, is opening up. Hallelujah. It's not holding back. It's opening up. Praise God. And opening up means you might just do something that you've never done before, but it's okay because you're opening up. And when he comes inside, things change.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Your willingness changes.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. He's looking for a yes tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ephesians 4 in the Word of God. I want to give him my yes.
Amen.
I don't want my yes getting crusty.
Hallelujah.
We've come too far.
Yes.
We've walked too long. Hallelujah. We've got a great sight in view.
Hallelujah.
And I want my yes and I want your yes to just flow like water. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4, we'll end up somewhere tonight. I'm not worried about it. We have 66 epistles and thousands of verses. It's a lot to preach. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Hallelujah. Let me read that one more time. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. I want to say to you tonight, regardless of your feelings about it, regardless of how many degrees you might have, how you were raised, it makes no difference. The truth is this, and this is what we need to be able to come to and just surrender to instead of having reservations about. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. That does not bow to any creed, any philosophy, any idea, any denomination, your family history, or mine. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. He's not a three-person Godhead, one God and Father of all. What I'm saying to you tonight, not rude in speech, but in a desire and a compassion for your soul, as Jesus is saying, there are too many on the fence. Just give in and say, yes, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father. Hallelujah. Let's love him. Praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. From the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul. Yes, Jehovah God. Yes, Jesus Christ. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Yes to one God. Yes to Jesus' name baptism. Yes to Holy Ghost speaking with other tongues. Yes. So there is but one God. Yes, there is a law that makes us holy. There's a law that makes women look like women and men look like men. That causes a man and a woman to be married and not a man and a man, not a woman and a woman. Praise the Lord. There is a word from God that denounces all unrighteousness. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Clap your hands to the Lord before you're seated. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God's good. Amen, amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. Give me just a couple of minutes here tonight. We'll get back to more shouting. There comes a time when you just get fed up. And when God gets fed up, it's not because he's full of anger and hatred that he wants to destroy you. But how long? How long will he wait for your yes? How long will he wait for your surrender? How long will he wait for you to just say, I'm in this with all of my heart, with both feet, praise God, that I'm embracing the apostolic doctrine? There's only one gospel. There's not another. Galatians 1, verse 8 and 9 testifies that if any man preach any other gospel than that which we have preached, let him be accursed. We've just read to you the same writer writing to the people of God that there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. This is not a fighting scripture. This is not a scripture to fillet people who don't see it like we see it. This is a scripture that says this is the way it is. In fact, one of the prophets said, this is the way, walk ye in it. Praise the Lord. There's only one way. Jesus said, I am. He didn't say we are. He didn't say figure it out yourself. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. That means singular. There's one way. There's one truth. There's one life. And the best thing you and I can do, because there's no other answer to really do, is give into it and say yes to it and don't compromise it just because we live in a wacko world that doesn't want to embrace it. Not everybody doesn't want God. There are people out there that want God. And the more that will find God because you embrace God. Amen. You yourself, you the light that will lighten somebody that only you can light, and you will light them because you have embraced and said yes to the light. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Stop worrying about mom and dad, sister and brother, and just love God and obey the truth, and they'll find this gospel. I don't care if they don't believe it right now or not, they will. They'll never have a good opportunity if you don't embrace it. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But that's not the only part of verse 6 of John 14. No man comes unto the Father but by me. He said in John 10 and 9, I am the door. Pretty emphatic, pretty straightforward. He said, straight is the gate. He's talking about himself. He said, I'm exact. I'm narrow. I'm confined. I am accurate. I am. This is the way it is. And it may feel like it's congested. It may feel like some people say it like this in describing the narrow way that leads to what? Life. They say, well, you're awful biased. Oh, that's your opinion. Oh, you're saying you're the only one that's right? That's how they react to the straight gate. Because broad is the way. Anything goes. Yeah. Believe what you want to believe. Yeah. You can go to heaven your way. Yeah. God's not going to send good people to hell. That's what the broad way people say. But the straight and narrow way says, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Without the Holy Ghost, you cannot be saved. Without baptism in Jesus' name, you cannot be saved. So that's pretty hard, preacher. Well, hell's going to be hard too, so you might as well be hard here so that you don't endure it there. Praise God. You might as well get offended now while you can do something about it. Hallelujah. 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 I haven't come tonight angry at anybody. I've just come tonight feeling like I've got to compel somebody. Give him your yes. Give him your yes, because he's not going to change if you say no. Scripture says it like this: if we don't believe God abides faithful, he cannot deny himself. He can look around and say, I am the Lord, that is my name. I am the Lord, there is none else. What's he going to do? Disappear from his own throne because you choose not to believe or you withhold your yes? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What I'm saying here in verse 4 and 5, there's one body, there's one Lord, one God, verse 6, is this. This is how I want to say it to you, and I hope you can hear it this way. It's like the Lord saying, look, I'm not changing for you. You change for me. It's not a mean thing. It's an awesome thing when you consider who you're changing for. And P.S., he's the only one that can change you. We're saying yes to his ability to change us. We can't change ourselves. We're just yielding to the change. We're yielding to the conformity. We're yielding to the transformation of the heart and mind that I cannot give myself. I don't care how many self-helps I buy into. I cannot self-help myself into glory. I need glory to help me into glory. That's why we're filled with Christ in us. Colossians 1:27, right? The hope of glory. Because without the Holy Ghost, I've got no hope. The reason why, Romans 5 and 5, that hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now abides faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. Because faith works by love, and hope works by love. And love says God is love. One God is love. It's not going to change. But and it's a love so strong that he'll look a homosexual in the eye and say, I love you, but I hate what you're doing. I hate your lifestyle. In fact, if you don't change your lifestyle, you're going to force me to destroy you. That's love. Hatred says, be yourself, do whatever you want. We accept you. Hey, we're never going to hate anybody, no matter what they do to themselves. We understand. Hey, don't get nervous. I'm not worried about the cancel crew. God's going to cancel them. I'm not worried about it. Look, I'm not going to let this world throw me in a closet. Praise God. And I'm not going to let them take the punch out of the word of God. The gospel's still the gospel. It'll never change. It'll always denounce sin. It'll always speak against crooked politics and crooked everything. and say you need to repent. John came preaching repentance. And he didn't care what the Pharisees said, the Romans said. They all came to him. Praise God. God's message always draws. It draws the sincere. It draws the insincere. It draws, amen, compliments, and it draws criticism. We can't worry about either one, and don't be afraid to speak the truth and live the truth just because the world wants to press the truth out of their life. Not everybody is out there loving their sin. So we're going to love them right back. We're going to love the gay, homosexual, lesbian, trans, whatever they are, and everything else that's under the sun coming out of the closet, more disgusting every day. But we're going to love them. Why? Because one Lord, one faith, one baptism can fix them. One gospel, amen, that can convert the world will fix them. It will change them. Amen. We live for God today by the power of the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation. It will never change. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I would not do wrong by all the friends that we have that are those things I just spoke to you tonight. We would not wrong them by holding truth from them. I'd already be considered someone prejudiced and hateful for what I've said, because that's where this world would like to turn. It would like to turn the ability to speak the truth into a hate crime. It's not a hate crime to preach the truth. It's a hate crime not to. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a hate crime to not denounce sin, to not preach against all unrighteousness, not just some of the things, talking about lying, stealing, you name it, all unrighteousness. We don't have to convince people. People know what's immoral. Those whose conscience is not seared with a hot iron, without natural affection, truce breakers, covenant breakers, you name it, it's in the world today. We could add stuff to the list in Timothy. Praise God, we could. In Galatians 5, we could add to the works of the flesh. People are inventing new ways to be nasty and disgusting before God. And it's a perfect, perfect opportunity to shine our light. A perfect opportunity to say, this is the way. The truth in the life. This is what can fix you. When your, quote, DNA is all wrong, praise God, we got one who can make it all right. Sin did not make your DNA. Jesus did. The Word of God did. Amen. That's why we're preaching the Word, because you belong to the Word. And God knows you belong to the Word. That's why He told us to preach the Word. Who do you think was manifest in the flesh? It was the one that formed man.
Hallelujah.
Yes. And can fix man.
Amen.
And I say that to all you wonderful people who think you're Christians and you're shacking up, you're sinning. I'll include you too. I haven't missed you. All unrighteousness is sin. Yeah, but I believe. No, you don't. You don't believe like he wants you to believe. And here's where it gets rough. So just hang on to the side of the boat. You want Jesus to shake your world now? You don't want hell shaking it forever when you can do nothing about it but just be in torment forever and ever and ever with no amen at the end of it. So, landing gear is down and I'm hitting the runway. I hope you're hearing the word of the Lord tonight. God wants your yes. Please, hear me like this. He wants your yes because he sees the time approaching. It's the Lord that shut in Noah and his family. It wasn't Noah. Noah didn't have a rope and a crank and say, okay, it's time to close the door. No, the scripture says the Lord shut him in. His job was to leave the door open. Our job is to leave the door open. Yeah, but there are creepy people out there. Right, leave it open. Somebody might want to join you. And that's why we preach the truth. Noah didn't stop preaching the truth. He didn't stop being a preacher of righteousness because everybody else was wicked. He kept the door open, but there will come a time when God will shut the door. He tells us, don't you shut the door. You keep it open. You shine your lights. We cannot shine our light if we withhold the truth. We cannot shine our light if we allow the present narrative that's in this world today to shut our mouth or to close up our testimony, to obscure our own hope. No, I believe tonight, if we're not feeling a stir and a flame and a fire in our spirit when we're praying for people and we're praying about this nation, something might be wrong with us. Amen. We might need to just clean up what the scripture says. We need to trim our lamps. Amen. We need to get that wick and get all that debris off of it, Brother Tim, and make sure there's a fresh wick there that can receive a flame, praise God, and bright light shining from it that can affect people all around us, praise God. I look forward to baptizing in Jesus' name every type of person I've mentioned tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're saying it's wrong, preacher? Yes, that's what I'm saying. God's saying it's wrong. And it's wrong because you're accountable to God, not us. To God. We're all accountable to God because He made us. That's why. That's why it counts. That's why I need to consider God. That's why you're not a God unto yourself. If you're not living for God, you're serving sin. I said you're serving sin. You're not the master. You're a servant. That means something else is your Lord. It's just not the Lord yet. Until it becomes the Lord. All right, I conclude tonight. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, I think. Verse 15 of Ephesians 4 says this. Let me read. We're going to that other passage, but let me just finish reading something here. That God has given gifts. He's given apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, so we all come in the unity of the faith. This is why we have the leadership we have, so that we, until we come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, but not just that, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Again, I tell you, don't ever tell the Lord you can't become what He is. Because He'll say, liar, liar, pants on fire. I've poured out my ability, my spirit, my presence. I've made it possible that I can walk up and down the corridors of your soul. I can get into the most crustiest areas of your mind. I know what to do with you. I can fix you. You can't do it. That's why you needed me inside. That's why you needed me and you to become one spirit. Isn't that amazing? Father, Jesus said it like this, Father, that they may be one as we are one. The oneness that we have with God through Calvary and the resurrection is the same oneness that He had in the days of His flesh. Let that, just chew on that a while. That we might be one with Him. And if we're one with God, then we can live for God. We can walk with God. We can be everything we need to be. We can overcome this world. There's not a sin. The scripture says, Romans 6, right? Sin shall not have dominion over you. What's that mean? It's no longer your taskmaster. Because now, through Christ, you can be dead to it. And this is stuff that sometimes the denominational worlds don't teach. So we're not attacking anybody when I say this. Jesus isn't recognizing any denomination, but He loves every one of them. What counts to God is God. It's in the days of Noah, when he had that door open, it was the ark. No rowboats allowed. It was, if you want to be saved from what God's bringing on this earth, you need to be in there. There was no other boat. How do you know you're the only ones that are right? Because we're the only ones that got the plan from God and we obeyed God. We build the boat that came from God. That's why. And God's pretty specific. One boat, one door, and one window that looked up. Because while everything beneath is being destroyed, we have our eyes on that which is above, which has saved us. The like figure whereunto baptism does also now save us. That we henceforth be no more children, verse 14, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness of men, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, which is what I'm doing here tonight, may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies according to the effectual working in the measure of every part makes increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Thank God for this. Amen. All right. I think I'm going to read this first. Let's all stand. Oh, hallelujah. I will just make one comment. This is too much to say on here, and my time's gone. Hallelujah. But I'll end it with this. Jesus said to Mary when he resurrected and found only her as his audience. He said, you go tell my disciples that I go to my God and their God. To my Father and their Father. There's only one God. Have we not one Father? Malachi 2 and 10. Hath not one God created us? Just surrender to the truth. Yes. Give Jesus your yes. Yes. Yes, I believe. Even if you don't understand it, that's okay. I didn't either, but I believed it anyhow. I was raised in a way believing all sorts of crazy stuff that wasn't scripture, not attacking anybody, so just take a chill pill for a moment. But I believed all sorts of crazy stuff. But when I begin reading the Word of God for myself, and I begin hearing truth preaching, I embraced and I believed even when I didn't understand. Yes. I gave Jesus my yes. Yes. I said, yes, I believe it. Yes, I'm in it. Yes, I embrace it. Jesus' name, it's mine. Holy Ghost speaking with tongues, it's mine. One God and no triune deity, it's mine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Righteousness and true holiness, I believe it, I embrace it. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There's so much scripture. It's awesome. To the Thessalonians in God. To the Thessalonians in God. Not your God, God. Not your version of God, God. Our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He's our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not just the God who declared himself to be the God of the Jews only, but he was manifest and became for us the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. Praise God, which meant we get on the boat. It was a door open to every nation, every kindred, every tongue. It was the door. He said, I am the door of this ark. Praise God. And he said, and I'm opening up. And when we read about God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, we're reading about God opening a door in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Saying to a world that's lost and dying that he loves, no matter what sin has made you to be, he's saying, come unto me. Come unto me. Give me your yes. I'm calling you to my boat. Give me your yes. Hallelujah. Let's love him. Let's love him. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 I want your yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because at the end of the day, your Baptist concept is not greater than the concept of God in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. Let me say this, your Pentecostal concept is not greater than God in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. Amen. You're a little apostolic, Catholic, I don't care what you call yourself. Your little concept, your little doctrine, your little statement of faith is not greater than God manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, believed on in the world, preached among the Gentiles, received up into glory. What I'm saying here tonight is God is greater than all the doctrines about him in the world. And don't let your puny little concept of God keep you out of the ark. Out of the church and out of heaven. Stop telling God what you believe. He don't care. Stop telling God what you know. And this is why I don't have to be baptized in Jesus' name. Because of this, this, this. That won't cut it. One word, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. There's a water baptism, a Holy Ghost baptism. It'll never change. Give him your yes.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Let's just love him. Give him a wave offering tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, preacher, are you saying that I'm wrong? Listen to me. I'm preaching this to make you right. It's not about how wrong you are. It's how right he wants to make you to be. One song before we go. Amen. Can you help me sing it? Because amen says, even so. It says everything I just heard. Amen. It's another way of saying yes. I give you my yes. Hallelujah. I hope you can say this tonight. I don't mind preaching to people who don't see it this way, who don't understand it yet. I love it. I'm loving it more and more every day. I love seeing souls struggle because that means you got one. I do. I love seeing the resistance, not because you're resisting, but because you got a soul that's being toyed with by God, and I know just how you feel. I've been there when God toyed with a little Catholic boy. He didn't care a thing about anything. Nobody blackballed me. Nobody ridiculed the Pope and took Mother Mary, Hail Mary, full of grace, and raked her over the coals. Nobody said anything about that. They didn't butcher me for saying the rosary. You don't even know what that is. That's great. Nobody smacked me on the head for praying to dead people and believing that was a godly thing to do. They just loved me. Jesus loved me. And I got to peek and see what I was doing. I was peeking outside the door. I was peeking in. And I was liking, well, I didn't quite like what I was feeling at first, but when my heart began to turn, I started wanting what was inside that boat. I kind of wanted my seat. I said, please don't take off without me. Hallelujah. You ever see those movies where the train's moving and somebody's trying to catch the train? Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. They kind of put the brake on a little bit. Keeps it moving. But he's like, come on, come on, come on, come on. There's time. Amen. But if you wait, you're gonna blow it. You're going to miss the train. Hey. Hey. Amen. There you go.
There's only one way to God. One way to God.